Tim Burton is arguably the most eccentric filmmaker today, next to David Lynch. Burton's central characters are, besides being strange, almost all memorable.
Often, thanks to the playfulness of the director's quirky kindred spirit, Johnny Depp.
It's Movie Time with John DeSando and Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. John, many of today's top directors have their own signature style, but few are quite as distinctive as Tim Burton. With his imaginative imagery and his dark, quirky sense of humor, he makes films that are unmistakably, undeniably Tim Burton films. So, this week, let's take a look at some of our favorites by this lovably wacky filmmaker.
Tim Burton's favorite actor, Johnny Depp, plays the wildly eccentric director Ed Wood in the movie of the same name. Wood became notorious for directing maybe the worst film of all time, Plan 9 from Outer Space. In addition to paper plates hanging from strings as flying saucers, gravestones bend when actors walk by, and the same furniture in the house appears in the spaceship. This is vintage Burton, mining the odd because he is odd as well, or at least he appreciates the strange enough to delight us with it.
Well, one of Burton's earliest films, 1988's Beetlejuice, is just as odd, and strange, and delightful. This zany ghost story follows a mild-mannered, recently deceased couple, played by Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, as they battle the new owners of their old house, with help from freelance bio-exorcist Beetlejuice, played by a completely over-the-top Michael Keaton. Beetlejuice is a wickedly wacky adventure that's filled with Burton's signature dark, offbeat humor, not to mention his wildly imaginative script and his strange artistic sets. Keaton, meanwhile, brings a heavy dose of Burton's twisted humor as the lecherous leech, making it more than just another fluffy family film. Instead, it's a silly, spooky Tim Burton classic.
Burton, again choosing the eccentric character Edward Scissorhands, again uses Johnny Depp as the titular sensitive teen with scissors for hands. Complicating his life is his love for an unattainable beauty played by Winona Ryder. Burton, ever looking for the amusing and quirky, includes elements from Mary Shelley to Ozzie and Harriet and lacerates the suburbs that can't abide differences, especially a punk kid with sharp hands.
Well, I can imagine that he wouldn't go over well in my neighborhood either.
But with those hands, he can sculpt the neighborhood's shrubbery, and as Ryder says, you should see his effect on the waterbed. Despite Edward's becoming a martyr of sorts, the film never stoops to the maudlin, just to the interestingly weird. That's Burton.
Well, a much darker installment in the Burton collection, 2007's gruesome musical Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, once again stars Johnny Depp, this time as a murderous barber who returns to London set on revenge.
In the Mack the Knife tradition, murder becomes romantic, only in the movies.
Well, only Tim Burton could have made a film that's so eerily grim, yet laugh-out-loud funny, too. It's dismal and quirky with a pitch-perfect cast of regulars like Depp and Burton's wife, Helena Bonham Carter, along with Alan Rickman and Sacha Baron Cohen, both of whom give noteworthy performances of their own. It certainly takes a sick sense of humor to enjoy the film's twisted amusements. But for those who share Burton's strange sensibilities, it's an outlandish masterpiece. But enough of Burton's baddiest and best, John, because that's all the time we have this week.
Holy Burton's barbers, Beatles, and bad movies, hooray! Kristen, although Tim Burton is famous for his eccentric humor and expressionistic visuals, I'm thinking that part of his genius is also regularly casting Depp and Bonham Carter, the latter a who-would-have-thought-she-had-a-sense-of-humor reaction in me. However, it is the province of auteurs to spread their magic to each corner of their creations. Burton's signature is in every frame. I'd toast him with Beetlejuice, but my scissor hands are not cooperating. I'm out of here.
Well, as with any other true artist, John, not all of Burton's films are works of genius. Some fall flat, and others are just a little too out there. But one thing is certain. No one else does what Tim Burton does, and that makes him a director worth celebrating. I'm out of here, too.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced, directed, and written by John DeSando and Kristen Dreyer Kramer.